This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Saturday, January 28th. God's word for you today is on purpose. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 19, verse 5 to 6, and it says, "It bursts forth like a radiant bridegroom after his wedding. It rejoices like a great athlete eager to run the race. The sun rises at one end of the heavens and follows its course to the other end. Nothing can hide from its heat." We are pressing further into light, and for the next few days, God Himself will equip us with all that we need to shine bright. By the time the season is over, you will shine brighter than you have been shining, in Jesus' name. Interestingly, the two analogies God uses to describe the Christian are athlete and soldier. So you have a lot to learn by looking at physical soldiers on how to navigate our walk with God. We have different ranks, but only God knows who is a sergeant, a corporal, a brigadier, a colonel, or a captain. We sometimes call people generals, but God sees them as recruits. We are all soldiers, nonetheless. In the final book that Paul wrote to his spiritual son, Timothy, Paul made a huge statement. He said in 2 Timothy 4, verse 7, "I have fought the good fight, I have finished my race, and I have kept the faith. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that by the time you are done on earth, death will not surprise you, and you will be able to say to your children, 'I am done here. I am waiting to be called home.' The greatest honor of any life is to say confidently, without any guile or hypocrisy, 'I have fought the good fight.' Therefore, it means that there is a fight to fight and there is a race to run. My race is different from your race. Your race is different from your sister's race, but you have a race." At the point at which Paul was writing this letter, he knew it was his last letter, and he was telling his spiritual son that he had done his part. I pray in the name of Jesus that by the time we're done on earth, we will be able to say that we have done our part. You can look at your children and tell it is up to them going forward because you are done. At that point, the most important thing will not be the number of followers you have on Twitter or the number of likes you have on Instagram. If you have 1 million followers on Instagram, it would mean nothing at that point. It is not the car you drive. Even the money in your bank account will mean nothing. If Paul had $3 billion in his bank account at that point, what will it mean to him? Nothing. When it is all said and done, the most important thing is that you have done God's will. When it is all said and done, the most popular thing will be that by the grace of God, you can stand and say, "I have done what He asked me to do." The truth is that even before we start looking at the end of our lives, the question is, what about the end of this year? By the end of this year, would you be able to say, "I am done with 2023. I have done all. There is nothing in me for 2023 anymore. I am ready for 2024. Many people could not say that in 2022. I pray you will be able to say it at the end of 2023. Let us pray. Father, I ask for the grace to run my own race, stay on course, and finish well in Jesus' name. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information about our locations and services, God bless you.